Article 2. Can it be made evident? Point 1. That God exists cannot, it seems, be made evident. For that God exists is an article of faith. And since, as St. Paul says, faith is concerned with the unseen, its propositions cannot be demonstrated. That is made evident. It is therefore impossible to demonstrate that God exists. Point 2. Moreover, the central link of demonstration is a definition. But Damascene tells us that we cannot define what God is, but only what he is not. Hence, we cannot demonstrate that God exists. Point 3. Moreover, if demonstration of God's existence were possible, this could only be by arguing from his effects. Now, God and his effects are incommensurable, for God is infinite and his effects finite, and the finite cannot measure the infinite. Consequently, since effects incommensurate with their cause cannot make it evident, it does not seem possible to demonstrate that God exists. On the other hand, St. Paul tells us that the hidden things of God can be clearly understood from the things that he has made. If so, one must be able to demonstrate that God exists from the things that he has made, for knowing whether a thing exists is the first step towards understanding it. Reply. There are two types of demonstration. One, showing why, follows the natural order of things among themselves, arguing from a cause to effect. The other, showing that, follows the order in which we know things, arguing from effect to cause. For when an effect is more apparent to us than its cause, we come to know the cause through the effect. Now, any effect of a cause demonstrates that that cause exists. In cases where the effect is better known to us, since effects are dependent upon causes and can only occur if the causes already exist. From effects evident to us, therefore, we can demonstrate what in itself is not evident to us, namely, that God exists. Hence, reply to point 1. The truths about God which St. Paul says we can know by our natural powers of reasoning, that God exists, for example, are not numbered among the articles of faith, but are presupposed to them. For faith presupposes natural knowledge, just as grace does nature, and all perfections that which they perfect. However, there is nothing to stop a man accepting on faith some truth which he personally cannot demonstrate, even if that truth in itself is such that demonstration could make it evident. Reply to point 2. When we argue from effect to cause, the effect will take the place of a definition of the cause in the proof that the cause exists. And this especially if the cause is God. For when proving anything to exist, the central link is not what the thing is, we cannot even ask what it is until we know that it exists, but rather what we are using the name of the thing to mean. Now, when demonstrating from effects that God exists, we are able to start from what the word God means, for, as we shall see, the names of God are derived from these effects. Reply to point 3. Effects can give comprehensive knowledge of their cause only when commensurate with it. But, as we have said, any effect whatever can make it clear that a cause exists. God's effects, therefore, can serve to demonstrate that God exists, even though they cannot help us to know Him comprehensively for what He is.